In the wake of the release of the redacted Mueller report, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is pledging to hold major public hearings on its contents. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also promising rigorous congressional oversight. And White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders has tried to defend her false comments that her boss had lost confidence in fired FBI Director James Comey. We're going to talk a little bit more about the politics surrounding the Mueller report and turn to someone who's an expert on the workings of the White House, former director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, also former White House chief of staff under Bill Clinton and now director of the Panetta Institute. Thank you very much for taking time out for us today.
Good to be with you, Patty.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday, so I would be remiss if I did not ask you, after you had a chance to look over and hear about that redacted report, what were your impressions?
Well, I thought Bob Mueller did a very impartial job with the report and with the investigation. I have high regard for him, having worked with him when he was director of the FBI, and I think he did arrive at some very important findings, most importantly that the Russian spies and hackers did truly interfere and tried to undermine the 2016 election, which raises a lot of concerns about what are we doing to make sure that doesn't happen. The evidence that there is no collusion between the president and the Russian government, I think, is clear and in many ways comforting that that did not happen. But with regards to obstruction, I think Bob was very clear that on the issue of obstruction, the president is not exonerated, and that he looks to the Congress to carry out its constitutional duty and checks and balances to continue to review that issue. So I think the Mueller report is something that is very important when it comes to the rule of law.
How critical do you think it is for Robert Mueller to testify before Congress, and do you think that is going to reveal any additional information?
No, I think it is important that that the Congress, and I hope they do this in a bipartisan way, because if this just becomes a partisan act, I think it really does undermine the credibility of whatever they do. So I think if they do it in a bipartisan way, review the full report, have hearings that in which Bob Mueller testifies and Barr testifies, and then in a bipartisan way determine what the next step should be. I think that is their responsibility, and hopefully they can do that in a responsible way.
I want to ask you, strategy-wise, what do you make of the advice that Democrats should just let this go? It's not an issue that they can win with, so they need to move on. Is that the right approach?
I think when you're elected to Congress, you swear an oath to the Constitution, and so I think you need to fulfill your responsibilities under the Constitution, which doesn't mean that the Democrats should go on some kind of effort to just move towards impeachment without any evidence to back it up. Because, frankly, if this isn't bipartisan, there will not be any impeachment. The Senate is not going to proceed to impeach the president if this isn't done on a bipartisan basis. So I think it is the responsibility of the Congress to review the report, to listen to Bob Mueller, and then to determine what the next step should be.
Before we let you go, I'd like to tap into your expertise regarding the inner workings of a White House. Some would say that this report exonerates President Trump because he himself directly is not accused of doing some of these things that his underlings were accused of and in some cases convicted of. Help us understand that dynamic and whether or not that argument holds up for you.
I have always believed that that a president has a duty to exercise moral authority in this country, which means that he has to be truthful to the American people, which means that he has to abide by the rule of law. And I think when you read the Mueller report, you see a president who is not only not truthful, but tries in every way to try to bypass the rule of law. It raises a lot of concerns about this president and the White House and how they operate. particularly raises concerns about how will this White House and this president deal with a crisis if they have to confront it.
We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Leon Panetta, now director of the Panetta Institute.